We're learning in the Masechta Zvachim, we're in the last parak, the 14th parak. We're up to Mishnah Beis. Thank Rabbi Lal for teaching yesterday, instead of Bris. Haroi ve've ha'nirvo. These list, as mentioned in Mishnah Beis, it's a lengthy Mishnah, we'll only see part of it today, discusses various animals that cannot be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And because they cannot be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, because they're unfit for various reasons, if a person instead would take that animal and engage in a service outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you are going to be patur. You'll have not violated the prohibition of shchutei chutz or doing any form of avoda b'chutz outside. So the first example is haroyveya v'hanirva, an animal in which a sexual act was performed with it by a person. V'hamuksa. Muksa means, normally, like we think of Shabbos, referring to something which is set aside or designated for some purpose. And this is referring specifically for avodah zarah. So even though this animal was not actually, nothing happened with it, but since it was designated to be used for avodah zarah, also it's no longer fit to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. V'nevad, and certainly in the event that the animal already was used for avodah zarah. V'esnan, an esnan is when a person would give a woman an animal for the as a payment for the services that's given to a zona. V'hamachir is an exchange, giving an animal for a dog. I have a dog and I exchange it. So that's also something which is disrespectful to now bring this animal as a karbon. All explicitly mentioned in Pesukim. V'akiloyim, it's a mixed breed of animals, cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. V'atreifa, also an animal which became a treifa. V'yotzi dofen. Yotzi dofen is loosely translated as something which is a little bit out of the ordinary. Some people are called a yotzi dofen. Yotzi dofen is referring to an animal that was not born in a natural fashion, rather with a cesarean. That's the general explanation of a yotzi dofen. Shekriban b'chutz. In all these situations, as they were sacrificed outside, as you're not supposed to do in general, but here you'll be potter, you'll be exempt. Shnemar, the pasuk says, lifnei mishkan Hashem. The only time one will be chayiv is only a situation where you bring a karbon outside which was fit to have been brought inside of the Beit HaMikdash. But since all these are examples in which a person is not allowed to bring the Beit HaMikdash, even though you're not supposed to bring it outside either, but a person is not going to have violated shchutei chutz, they're not going to end up getting the punishment of kares. Bali mumin, and we'll just see one more case of a bal mum, when you have an animal which has a blemish on it, bain bali mumin kavuin, bain bali mumin oivrin, whether it's a permanent blemish or a blemish which will eventually go away, shekriven b'chutz pater. This is also, even though it was brought outside, but any animal that had a blemish or is currently has a blemish, a permanent one or a temporary one, cannot be brought as a karbon. And therefore, outside, you're not going to violate him. Shimon Omer, we'll stop with this last opinion, disagrees, and says that bal mumin kavuin pater. When it comes to a bal mum, an animal which has a blemish, kavuin, which is on this animal forever, will never heal, then pater, by bringing it outside. Because that's something which for sure cannot be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Bal mumin oivrin, however, when it comes to an animal which has a blemish, which is oivrin, which is temporary, oivrin below sase. He quotes a pasuk in which there's a negative prohibition that a person has violated, but a person would not be chayav kares. Rezakot shvoyf, 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 rezak